Until now, the AQMD's drive for better air quality has been nonpartisan, but a new Republican board majority is changing that. It's ironic, because the AQMD was established by a conservative Republican from San Bernardino County, Jerry Lewis, who was concerned about the health of his constituents. John White was an aide to Lewis back in the 1970s. Welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Tell us about the board's history of nonpartisanship.
Well, the leadership, as you mentioned, from Jerry Lewis, was part of a coalition of elected officials in the Inland Empire that were very concerned about the severe deterioration in air quality that had occurred in the late 60s and early 70s, and banded together with Mayor Tom Bradley and others in the region to create a regional smog-fighting agency that would encompass the four counties of Southern California and would be designed to focus on the stationary sources of air pollution that caused so much of the pollution in those days.
How was partisanship kept out of the mix?
It just wasn't a factor. It was particularly in the Inland Empire, there was very strong bipartisan public support for action to clean up the air, particularly because they were downwind of the coastal power plants and oil refineries in Southern California. They felt that their air was not getting sufficient attention by the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. And so it was more of a regional kind of a discussion, and with the downwind communities wanting strong action, even though they were largely conservative and mostly Republican.
Well, now there's a board majority with seven Republicans. All of them voted to weaken the regulations that are being put into effect and also to fire Barry Wallerstein, who was a longtime executive director of the AQMD. How did that come about, and is that unprecedented that a majority of that sort, a partisan majority, would take an action like that?
Yes, it is unprecedented. This is several months of organizing by the Republican Party, led by former Senator Jim Brulte, and they basically set out to take over the board by using partisan allegiance among the local elected officials. And this kind of behavior is simply unprecedented. There's been differences over the years. There's been changes in management, but nothing like this before, and nothing so blatantly fronting for the polluters' agenda at the expense of public health.
John White, once again, one of the people who helped to set up the AQMD. Now, Democrats want to reverse the new direction of the AQMD. The Senate Majority Leader is Kevin DeLeon. He wants the board to have three new members, two appointed by the legislature, one by the governor. He joins us now. Senator, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Warren.
What is the goal of having three new members, and how do you avoid having that appear to be just a partisan reaction to what we're seeing on the board?
What is clear today is that there has been a takeover of the AQMD. It was strategic. It wasn't by pure happenstance or luck, and they have dismantled or have gone backwards on some air quality policies that are very critical for Southern Californians. What I'm attempting to do, Warren, is to bring reason to this board by having more representation, diversifying. When this was established, AQMD, this was decades ago, and Southern California was somewhat homogeneous in comparison to today, with incredible diversity of Southern California. It's not really reflective of Southern California residents, and my proposal will be to expand the board by three. The governor of the state of California will get an appointment, the assembly speaker will get an appointment, and the Senate will get an appointment. And these are appointments, for example, members from the environmental justice community. These are individuals who represent and advocate for better health outcomes for minority communities throughout Southern California, throughout California.
And okay, are you trying to silence the voices of the oil refineries and the other?
No, I'm trying to bring balance. I am trying to bring balance. We need objective input from folks like, for example, public health experts, they will be part of this board under my proposal. So
and
it's not about
elaborate a bit. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but elaborate a bit on the idea that the ethnic diversity is important. Are minority communities more affected now by air pollution than other parts of the region?
No, more so than ever before, because the reality is that those in the lower economic strata and those families of color are disproportionately impacted by both greenhouse gases, carbon, as well as criteria pollutants such as NOx and SOx and particulate matter. This is the biggest cause of absenteeism in our public school system in Southern California is due to asthma, and that is compounded by the refineries, by the mobile emissions, and what these appointed members of AQMD have done is they are taking us backwards.
Okay, how long do you think it'll take to improve the situation if, in fact, you're successful in getting more members of the board?
Well, it's hopefully sometime this year or at the latest, the beginning of next year, 2017. We'll have an expansion of the board and we'll have more diversity and we'll have different voices advocating for families throughout the Southern California region.
And you won't be stacking it in a partisan
no,
way?
Not at all, because as John had underscored, it's really important to say this. This is not a Democrat-Republican issue, so it's not a partisan issue, because for the past 30 years, Republicans and Democrats have worked well together in a collaborative manner to further clean air policies. This is the very first time in over three decades that you had a concerted takeover by a group of individuals who represent the polluters.
And John White, very quickly, if you will, what has the board done already? What are you concerned that it won't do?
Well, I'm concerned, first of all, that they fired the veteran air quality executive officer, Barry Wallerstein, who was a very, very important figure in the history of our success in Southern California. Secondly, they refused to require the installation of additional pollution controls on the refinery specifically. We have a situation where the Bay Area, which has much less smog than Southern California, has more advanced pollution controls on their refineries than we have on ours in Southern California. So those two actions, plus the upcoming air quality management plan and attainment plan, is something that we're very concerned about now, is going to be weakened and result in higher pollution, particularly in inland California.
Okay. John White goes all the way back to the beginning of the AQMD. And State Senator Kevin De Leon from Los Angeles, Majority Leader of the Senate in Sacramento. Thank you both.
Thank you, Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
I'm Warren Olney, and this is Olney in L.A.